Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Real Warriors campaign is encouraging members of the military and veteran communities to fight the stigma and follow through with care for psychological health concerns. And joining me now, I have Captain Cassandra Ross, Executive Officer for the 120th Airlift Wing in the Montana Air National Guard, and also Dr. Nick Polizzi, Government Action Officer for the Real Warriors campaign. So thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, Captain Ross, let's start off with you. You've got an interesting story of your own to talk about the Real Warriors campaign. Could you share that with us?
Sure. So I've been in the Air National Guard for going on 13 years now. And the story that comes with my mental health actually is founded in some trauma that happened before I came to the military. I got to a place where I was like, okay, this is behind me. I'm okay now. I'm going to move forward. And I did exactly that. I moved forward in my career and in life, and things were going well, and I kept telling myself, I'm okay. I got this, until I wasn't. At one point in my training, there were some triggering events that brought up a lot of the trauma from my youth, a lot of the events that I didn't want to think about, didn't want to deal with, but the side effects, the physical side effects that I started to have that I didn't have control over, really got to a place where it was getting discouraging, but it was really starting to interfere with my life. I was not wanting to go to work because I couldn't stay focused and I couldn't stay present. I didn't want to go home because I was having nightmares and I couldn't sleep and I was irritated and short-tempered with my kids. I wasn't the wife I wanted to be or the mom or the airman I wanted to be. So one day I finally realized as I was stepping to the C-130 to fly that I was not present and I couldn't stay focused. And that meant I was putting the lives of my fellow airmen on the line, and I couldn't do that. So I went and saw the director of psychological health on base and said, hey, I need some help. So she set me up with a counselor in town, and it took five counselors for me to find one that fit, to find one that had the skills and the resources and the personality that matched what I needed for treatment. So I dug my heels in and I started treatment. If I could go back, though, and change anything, I wish I would be able to give myself a little bit more grace, because I wanted it to be one and done. Go to treatment. We're finished, moving on, so I could get back in the airplane. And I was really hard on myself, which made it more difficult to address the trauma. But ultimately, I got through it. I got past the shame that I felt, and I got over my own self-perceived stigma of mental health being weakness. And I was able to tell my command about it and let people know that, no, I did struggle with psychological health, and this trauma did impact me and my life. And I got treatment, and I got past it. And now I'm in a good place, and I was met with nothing but support and care and concern from my command staff. They helped me to get through it and get to the place that I am today.
Okay, now, Captain Ross, to you, what is the most important thing that members of the military and veterans should keep in mind either during treatment or while they're seeking help?
The most important thing, I think, is, first off, reach out early and often. It may take more than one time. Don't let it get you discouraged. You wouldn't quit if it was a job for the military. Don't quit on this for yourself. And also, don't compare your struggle. Your story is your story, and how things affect you are not going to be the same as how they affect someone else. We're individuals, and the trauma is going to affect us, or even the life circumstances are going to affect us individually. Don't minimize what's going on. Reach out and get help, and treat it or address it when it's a small issue before it impacts the rest of your life.
Okay, very good. Now, Dr. Polizzi, let's go into a little bit of the details and your background with Real Warriors Campaign.
Oh, certainly. So I'm a psychologist by training and have been the action officer with Real Warriors since about, I don't know, fall of 2019, late summer, I guess I should say around August or so. And we are, I've been working with the military healthcare system since about 2010. And so, you know, coming on board here with the Real Warriors campaign has been a real wonderful opportunity to help be a part of something whose main focus is to, for the Department of Defense's standpoint, is to just lead a public awareness initiative that can decrease the stigma surrounding psychological health while at the same time promoting help seeking among service members, veterans, and their families. And I want to say that when I mean help seeking, there's a whole pendulum of availabilities in terms of help seeking, and it may be just learning more about a psychological health topic, that's help seeking, that's self-help, all the way to pursuing psychological health care treatment with a provider. And all of that can be, at least a first step, can be taken at realwarriors.net. So that is the Department of Defense's website for the campaign, realwarriors.net, where you can go and kind of just dip your toe into the world of psychological health. If you or a family member, you know, may be in need, you can go there on your own time. It's mobile friendly, so while you're waiting for a bus or at a kid's basketball game or whatever, you can tool around and learn about a whole host of subjects related to psychological health, and then also seek care in your area, and also view stories by real heroes like Captain Ross as well, to see their story about how these folks, these real warriors, got help and their lives are better for seeking psychological health care. The one-stop shop would be realwarriors.net.
Okay, Dr. Noh, what are some of the signs and symptoms that we should all be on the lookout for?
The first sign or symptom may almost sound too simple to be true, but it's real, which is if you notice about yourself or others that you're just not feeling your best. You're just not yourself, so to speak. And, I mean, sure, there are some days where we're all just not ourselves. You know, that's life. Good things happen, bad things happen, and we adjust. So if you're not feeling like yourself, but this is going on several days or just too long, that could be a clear sign that something's not quite right. So if you notice it in yourself, it may be time to do a self-assessment. Hop on realwarriors.net and see, you know, learn a little bit more, see what may be happening, get a little smarter, as we say in the Department of Defense, on the subject. And if you're a loved one, if you're a husband or wife or child or just friend at work, you notice in somebody else they're not quite themselves, that's all you need to go up and say, hey, listen, I notice you're not quite yourself these past few days or past few weeks or even past few months. I care about you. Is there something happening? Is there something going on? Can I help in any way? We know from the research that that may be all it takes to get somebody to engage in their own help seeking. They may not even notice it about themselves or thinking they're sucking it up and covering and putting on a good face when really they're not, and you notice and you're not judging. You're just, I notice, I care, is there a problem, can I help? And then together maybe you can go to realwarriors.net and see what's out there that may be of assistance.
Great. Now, of course, Real Warriors is a great resource, but are there any other resources available to vets and the military?
Oh, absolutely. There are lots of resources available out there. And I would say, you know, go to Real Warriors, not to bang that drum again, but really start there and then see what's happening. Each service has a host of mental health resources as well. And I think part of it is understanding that as a warrior, you're part of a community. So I would stress, if you go to on Facebook, Real Warriors Campaign has a pretty strong Facebook presence. We reach north of, collectively, the campaign reaches north of 4 million people, 4.5 million people a day. And that is, you're not alone. So on the Facebook page or our Real Warriors Campaign Twitter, there's all sorts of, you can see other folks that are just like you and be part of that community.
Okay, back to you, Captain Ross. If there's one piece of advice you could give the military and veteran communities, what piece of advice would that be?
So my one piece of advice is don't compare your struggle and don't give up on yourself. It's going to take, it may take, you may get it on the first try, but it may take more than one. So don't quit. Keep seeking until you get to a good place.
And Dr. Polisi, if you could give one piece of advice to the military and veteran communities, what would that be?
Oh, I would concur with what Captain Ross says. I mean, it's really like you've got a check engine light, but for your own state of mind. And you know how your car has a check engine light, and it's your car trying to tell you, hey, something's not quite right under the hood. And it's a nuisance, but if you get it checked out soon, it may be a $50 fuel pump. which is no fun, but at least you square it away. But if you ignore it, put your thumb over it, put some tape over it, hope it goes away, it might not. And the next thing you know, your engine's seizing up on the freeway, or and you're out $3,000, and it's a much worse problem. It's an analogy that's really apt, I think, for psychological health care, is if you get that prickly feeling or you notice it in others, that's the check engine light. That's the opportunity to reach out either on your own or with a friend and figure and say, okay, what are my next steps? You want to attack it early and get treatment or help early versus waiting until it becomes a really big problem.
And where can we go to get more information? Run down some of those websites again.
Absolutely. I appreciate the chance. It's realwarriors.net. And then if you go to Facebook and just search Real Warriors Campaign, that'll pull right up. I know it worked for me. And same with on Twitter, just Real Warriors Campaign on Twitter. That's a great place to start. We certainly haven't cornered the market on resources, but as the Department of Defense's anti-stigma campaign and educational campaign, it's a worthwhile place to start.
Dr. Nick Polizzi, Government Action Officer for the Real Warriors Campaign, along with Captain Cassandra Ross with the Montana Air National Guard. And we've been talking about the Real Warriors Campaign, which is encouraging members of the military and veteran communities to fight the stigma and follow through with care for psychological health concerns. So thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate the time. Some great information.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.